Now, it's time for Medved on Movies.
Natalie Portman is a surefire Oscar contender, playing one of America's most fascinating first ladies in Jackie.
People like to believe in fairy tales.
And you?
I believe that the characters we read about on the page end up being more real than the men who stand beside us.
She artfully captures Jacqueline Kennedy's strange and inimitable manner of speech, but even more impressively, shows the First Lady's combination of inner torment and steely control in a story that focuses entirely on the fateful few days surrounding her husband's assassination.
And how would you like him remembered?
There should be more horses, more soldiers.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Kennedy?
There's more crying, more cameras.
This is making us look like barbarians.
What's wrong with you?
You don't have to do this.
I will march with Jack.
Portman's performance is an unmitigated triumph, but the movie that surrounds it is mostly a mediocre muddle. The narrative is punctuated by two fictionalized interviews, one with a journalist played by Billy Crudup, and the other a confessional stroll with an elderly priest played by John Hurt. These intrusive sequences feel faked and undermine a film that otherwise skillfully and meticulously recreates the historic details of November 1963. Peter Sarsgaard is game, but miscast as Robert Kennedy, rated R in part for a graphically horrifying recreation of the assassination itself and its bloody aftermath. 2.5 stars for the artful Jackie, which is both impressive and imperfect.